Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Tell the Truth, written by Catherine Howell and read by Caroline Lee. Detective Ella Marconi crouched inside the car's front passenger door to study the pool of blood in the passenger footwell, while Detective Murray Shakespeare looked across from the driver's side. The car's owner was Stacey Durham, paramedic, last heard from yesterday afternoon. No criminal record, no DNA on file, no history of disappearances. The car smelled like an unventilated butcher's shop. The footwell carpet was soaked with blood, the cracked surface strewn with thick, drying clots. Dried blood stained the front of the seat and spatters marked the centre console and the underside of the glove box. The roof lining was clean. "Anything on the driver's side or in the back?" Ella asked. The crime scene tech shook his head. "Nor in the boot." Behind him, a couple of uniformed officers watched on. Across the car park, three men in civvies sat in plastic chairs, one holding a toddler. They were kept apart and silent by a heavy-set constable.
"And it's human?" Murray said.
"Definitely," the tech said. "Hard to estimate the exact amount, but based on the area it covers and the absorbency of the carpet, I'd say around 1.5 litres.
Murray whistled. "That's a lot, right?"
"If you lose that much and you're still alive, you sure don't feel good," the tech said. "The body only holds about 7.
"Don't feel good?" Ella asked.
"I don't know the full ins and outs," the tech said. "I guess you might be unconscious. Dizzy, at least."
Ella took out her mobile and pressed the first listing in the favourites.
"Hey," Callum answered, a smile in his voice.
"I'm at work," she said. "If a person loses 1.5 litres of blood, how do they feel?"
He was immediately serious.
They'd be pale, sweaty, short of breath, nauseated, anxious, and agitated. They'd feel weak and faint. Some people might be close to unconscious or even already there. They need help, fast.
And if they don't get it?
If the bleeding keeps up, they die, he said. Even if it's stopped but they don't get help, fluid replacement and or blood transfusion, they run the risk of dying anyway.
Who are we talking about?
I'll tell you later, she said. Thanks.
See you tonight.
I'll let you know.
She ended the call and put her phone away. Murray winked over the car at the scene tech.
Doctor boyfriend.
Ah, the tech said. Ella looked back into the car.
You ever seen this much blood in a faked disappearance?
The tech shook his head. Not even close. Every such case that Ella had read about or dealt with herself had involved small quantities of blood and insignificant wounds. People thought they could cut themselves to make it look like they'd been attacked, but soon found out it hurt. A lot. Cops saw the shallowest cuts and tiny tentative stabs as the would-be victim tried to get up the courage to go deeper. They very rarely managed it.